Hello, this is Jay Nimro, and you're listening to Kahi IT Update for April 27, 2006. This is our first kind of just little test feed. It's really, really tiny files, really short time. These little updates are meant to be podcasted to you, and I'm getting everything all set up so that it can happen that way. It gives us the ability to send out just little itty-bitty snippets to you to kind of help you with things that just kind of crop up, little problems that we solve that we decide to go out and share with other people that we think will be useful for everyone to have. Right now I'm starting it from my own web server, which is at my house, and so that's why I'm kind of keeping the file small. I don't have a lot of bandwidth. I don't want to tick off my wonderful internet provider, and so that's why the sound quality isn't really that good. It's to keep it as small as it can. It also has a nice thing that, you know what, you can stuff this little podcast into any corner of anything that you have, an MP3 player, an iPod, your laptop, a computer, and you don't have to worry about it taking up lots of space or taking up a lot of time, because it only takes a few minutes to listen to it, and it only takes a few seconds to download it in most cases. Let me go and give you a little bit of something that just came up just a couple of days ago. I got a letter from Brenda Bishop in Quay County, and this is what she said. Hi, Jay. While I'm traveling, my computer will collect my email, but will not send email that I write. I'm using Eudora and the Motel Wireless, and that's a big tip-off there, is that she said it was the Motel Wireless. Excellent. Thanks, Brenda. That was a great cue to tell me what your problem was and how you can solve it. There are two ways to handle this. There might be more, but there's two that just immediately came to mind while I was thinking about this. We can, all of us, as long as we've been changed over to the new web portal to handle our email, and I think almost everybody has been, you can go to mynmsu.edu, which is the university web portal, and you can go and you can read your mail there, but you can also send from there too. You don't have that sticky problem of being able to collect but not send. That's one way to handle it. That's probably the most simple, and it'll work in almost, I can't think of any case where it wouldn't work. The university portal is opened up to the whole world. Anybody who has a username and a password can get on from wherever they are. You can be in Dubai if you want to be, and you'll be able to get access to your mail there, even if it's on somebody else's computer. Now, if you have your own computer, if you've taken your laptop, like, say, Brenda did in this case, and she was at a motel, and there's a wireless connection, and she can get her laptop onto the Internet, she can use the NMSU VPN program, which almost, I can't think of any computers that wouldn't have it on there. If it doesn't, you need to install it, and then if you need help doing that, please call your computer specialist. You start that program, it'll ask you for a username and a password. It's your MyNMSU username and your MyNMSU user password that you put in there, and it connects you to the university network, just like if you were sitting in a desk in Las Cruces on their network. And then all of your programs that you usually use to go get your mail, to do nearly anything, over the network is all of a sudden just going to work, and it's going to be wonderful. Brenda could actually use her Eudora just like she normally would, and everything will work fine. I hope that answers the question. I hope it gets that thing done. We really want these podcasts to be useful to you. I like Techie Talk, the Centra sessions that we have. They're longer, they give you a little bit more in-depth stuff, but I'm starting to see a need that we needed for something a little shorter, a little less intense, that you could just go in, you could get a little bit of information. You can get pointed to the website, which I'll give you in just a minute, to help you know some things that are coming up, some solutions to problems that we think have a little more wider appeal, you know, like if you're going out to a motel and you want to be able to send some emails. I think that one's pretty wide appeal. Thank you very much, Brenda, for sending that to us. That's a great one. Ultimately, we're going to have a few other things. You can always send your questions in by email, but I understand, you know, some people, it becomes this thing that you have to kind of craft a question via email, and sometimes it takes a little too much time for people who are really busy, just like everybody who works for Extension and for the Ag Science Centers. We're going to set up a hotline. We're going to set up a voicemail so that you can just call and you can say, hey, this is my problem. We might actually put your voice on the air, too, so that might be a little scary, too. Once we get better bandwidth and everything's going really good, if we decide to make this permanent and suck it into the university servers. That's coming up soon. I can set that up in a couple of days. Actually, I could set it up right now, but I'm not ready yet. Okay. You can go to the website anytime you want to. This is kind of a temporary one. I hope it's temporary. And it's going to be tech. And you can get to it from your web browser. tech.quix.us. That'll get you to all these recordings. There's only one right now, but there's going to be more. And it makes it so that you can have information really quick, really easy. It downloads really fast. You can download it to your laptop. You can download it to an iPod or to an MP3 player, whatever you have available, and you can listen to it at your leisure. It isn't as kind of bandwidth hungry. It isn't as resource and time hungry to you as maybe a Centris session might be. Although I never want to say anything to denigrate Techie Talks. They're wonderful, and it gives us a wonderful chance to talk to you. These are just really short ones, and just to let you know little things when they come along and they don't take up much of your time. This is Jane Emerald, and we hope to be on your computer next time with Kahi IT Update. Have a great day.